You're either roasting a turkey, deep frying it, smoking it, or grilling it. And grilling your Thanksgiving turkey is a great way to get a beautifully browned bird full of amazing flavor. And to talk about that and some sides you can make on the grill, maybe some dessert as well, it's Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing. Happy Thanksgiving, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Okay, you say nothing, but I know you already have stuff on the grill. You've been smoking probably for days. What are you doing on your Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So we've got some people that we're cooking Thanksgiving for. So we're doing like three or four turkeys. We've got four or five briskets, got some beef ribs, got some sides, some dessert to finish up.
Say just a few people coming over?
Just a few. I mean, we what we love about Thanksgiving is we have about 20 coming, and then we have friends of the family that they ask me to cook for them.
Oh, that's nice.
So our pickup window is between 10 and 1. And so they'll come, have usually a cocktail with us, have a little bit of laughter, and then by 1 o'clock, everyone's gone. We watch the rest of the football, and about 5 o'clock, we eat.
Is Thanksgiving the big feature, though, with everything, or not really?
Yeah.
When you're doing all of that.
Turkey is always the feature for us, right? You can spatchcock them, you can cook them regularly, you can deep fry them, you can smoke them. I'm a big fan of cooking things at 300 degrees, but I love a full turkey. I love the presentation of it. Just the aromas that come off of it. It's always the staple, and everything else is just a nice highlight.
So you say you do a bunch of turkeys. So like, how do you prepare them yourself for the grill?
So the fun thing about us is I have to be able to give this back to the kids, right? They have to learn how to do that. My brother and his family are coming in. My nephew takes a turkey. Our son takes a turkey. Last year, Maddie cooked her first turkey. And so everybody has their turkey. They season it. They pick the grill that they're going to put it on. They have, thank God, with Weber having the technology with our Weber Connect, they all monitor their turkeys. They all take them off when they're supposed to be done. And so it gives them more of an opportunity to learn that whole process. Smart forward thinking is I don't want to have to do it for the rest of my life, so I have to teach them. So
yes, you
we
do.
we can finally
you
sleep
wouldn't know
in
what to do with yourself.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, for sure. Have a couple beers while you're doing it, I'm assuming. For us, I mean, we do one in the oven, we do one in the deep fryer, and then we do one on the grill. Like, we just have a little bit of everything, and it's kind of a taste test. Which one do we like better every single year? But we always pregame with some Bourbon County Stout, which is a big Black Friday release. And it's really good to snack on and maybe throw some appetizers on the grill or in the deep fryer while you're doing it. And it's always a great tradition. But doing it on the grill, I mean, you do get a different flavor out of this.
You definitely get a different flavor. And I'm a huge fan of cooking things at like 300 to 325. Part of the reason why is if you smoke traditionally at a low and slow temperature with your bird, the skin's going to end up becoming rubbery because you can't render that fat down with the skin. And so I'll cook a little bit higher to get that beautiful crispy skin, but I want it cooked a little bit lower in temperature so it cooks a little bit longer, gets some more smoke flavor, has a little more moisture in when you cook it. And so that's part of the process that we do.
What does the cooler weather do? So do you have to, is it about raising the temperature or is it more about keeping it on the grill longer?
Well, it's getting colder, right? Especially here in Chicago. And so what we like to do when it gets colder is the preheat takes a little bit longer.
Okay.
The units will eat a little bit more fuel. And so you want to make sure that you're constantly monitoring the fuel intake of your grill. If you're using a charcoal grill, if it's a 22.5-inch kettle, it's a 50 briquettes, 25 per side lit. And then every hour on the hour, you're adding 8 to 10 briquettes to maintain that temperature of the unit. And so they're going to eat a little more charcoal, which is fine. Pellet grills, as long as you're maintaining the pellet level inside of it, it's not going to be an issue. Great thing about our sear wood is it has a sensor. So if it's running low on fuel, it'll tell you that. The other thing I love about, like, it makes it so convenient to get that beautiful flavor that the sear wood will give you, but you can put it at 180 degrees. And so you can use that not only to cook your food normally, but you can use it as a warming box. And so if you want to cook your sides and get those done early, you can put them on there. It'll maintain that 180 temperature. So it keeps them warm, keeps them hot, and you don't have to put them in the oven. So it clears up space for other things that you want to do if you don't have the grill space.
But you have things on multiple grills. I know that, like me too, you like to put the stuffing on the grill and not in the turkey? Explain that and tell us what your recipe is all about.
Correct. So we do a couple different types. We do a White Castle stuffing, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I remember that.
Pays homage to George Stephen, who was a huge Bears fan. Every time they would win, he would stop at a White Castle on the way with his motor coach and feed everybody on there. So we do the White Castle, which is just White Castle burgers, no cheese, no pickle. You quarter those. A little bit of celery, some thyme, some sage.
So you add some stuff to it.
So we add some stuff to it. And then we do a chorizo cornbread stuffing. So we do chorizo cornbread, your fire roast jalapenos, red pepper, sage, thyme, butter, a little bit of broth, onion, red onion or Spanish onion. I'm trying to think, a little bit of cilantro, a little bit of lime, and it is fantastic. But to your point, we do put that in the grill. We don't put it inside the turkey. And part of the reason why is the turkey cooks at two different rates. The breast meat is going to cook,
right.
White meat is going to cook about 160-ish when you take it off, let it rest. Dark meat about 170-ish. If you put the stuffing inside the cavity, what happens is it cooks longer, and so you overcook because that stuffing has to be at about 180 because of
the meat and stuffing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, and you also have the moisture from the turkey inside of there, and so it's going to cook longer, which will then take the bird to cook longer, and so now all of a sudden the internal of that white meat or the breast meat is going to be about 175, 180 when it's done, which is well over. And so if you just put it on the grill, normally it's going to take, you know, the 45 minutes that you would cook stuffing. And so you get a better flavor and you get a better bird by doing that.
Always a pleasure, Kev. Have fun today with this grilling masterpiece you have going on, and we'll talk soon.
We're going to have an absolute blast. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, especially the police, fire, and first responders taking care of everybody out there that aren't going to be able to be with their families that are taking care of all of us.
So. As well. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.